Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
When they were first introduced, he was kind of rude, and she reciprocated somewhat with an attitude. On the attack, these two were at it like dog and cat, but like electricity, opposites do attract.
Sound like
love
you.
And marriage, love and marriage, throw together like horse and carriage. Soon you will discover you don't get one without the other.
Hey, do you know what your five most basic needs in marriage tend to be? Dr. Willard Harley, he's a psychiatrist. He has helped hundreds of couples, and he's delved into the basic needs of each gender. The man's five most basic needs in marriage tend to be, not necessarily in this order, number one, sexual fulfillment, two, recreational companionship, three, an attractive woman, four, domestic support, and five, admiration. And would you like to know what your woman's five most basic needs, according to Dr. Harley? Not necessarily in this order again. One, affection. Two, conversation. Ooh, that's a tough one. Three, honesty and openness. Four, financial support. And five, family commitment. If a marriage is going to be happy, according to Dr. Willard, many of those needs have to be met big time. And fulfilling those needs, though, he says, does not mean you necessarily have to painfully grit your teeth, making the best of something you just abhor. It really just means being a little sensitive, preparing yourself to meet those needs that you really may not appreciate yourself. Whole idea, either for the woman or the man, is to understand the spouse is totally different than you. And when you start realizing that, you can start to become a little bit of an expert in meeting your spouse's emotional needs, if you really want to. Hold on just a minute. Hello, this is Gare.
Hello, Gary. Greetings and salutations from Eileen. Salon. We curl up and die for you here, you know.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
Another,
I mean, you wouldn't mind.
Another plug. That's okay, Eileen. What's
this
up?
This is Eileen Dova, and I just heard you talking about husbands and wives and how they communicate or don't. And I was going to tell you, I was listening the other day, not that anybody tells me anything, and I wouldn't pass it along if they did, but
oh,
I heard
sure.
Martha talking to the other station over here, Darla.
Uh-huh.
And she said that her husband was so insensitive, they went on vacation, and he ruined the whole thing. See, there was this tooth pain going on,
uh-huh.
And they went to the dentist, and when she walked into the dentist, she said, just extract this tooth as quickly as possible, and we'll be on our way. Well, the dentist said, you're a very brave lady, you know. Which tooth is it? And she said to her husband, Dan, she said, show him, Dan.
Oh,
but
brave because it wasn't her tooth. I get it.
He wouldn't show her the tooth. He's so insensitive. My husband and I, we communicate, though. We have no problem in that area. You see, he was a communications major in high school and college, you
uh-huh,
know.
Uh-huh.
And I was in theater. So he communicates really well, and I just act like I'm listening. Well, that's it. That's the way I see things. I'll talk to you later, Gary.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
So what about those needs that Dr. Harley mentions in his book, His Needs, Her Needs? Five needs for the man, five needs generally for the woman. What happens if those needs are not met? Very often, they are met through the extramarital affair. He talks about, and if you talk with any counselor, people wander into affairs with astonishing regularity, despite of having very strong religious convictions. Why is this? Once your need is not met, it creates this big-time thirst that has to be quenched. And if changes don't take place within the marriage to care for that need, you're going to face a very powerful temptation, or your woman. You know, there is as many women, I understand, from area counselors leaving men as men leaving women. Maybe more so. Because you've got these needs, and there's a powerful temptation to get them filled outside the marriage.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If being right means living without you, I'd rather live a wrong than a right. My mama and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace. But as long as I got you by my side, I
don't care what my people say. My friends tell me there's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll see you when I can. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right.
You know what really makes an affair so enjoyable and exciting for a season? You and your lover seem to bring out the very best in each other. And you ignore each other's faults. And you get turned on sexually as never before. Hot, passionate sex. You feel sure nobody else could be as exciting a sex partner as your new secret lover. But you know what really turns you on? It's not your new partner or her new partner. It's the fantasy. As you and your lover plan where and when to meet for passionate sessions of hot sex, well, you leave the realities of living kind of behind. And the affair can go on a long time before anybody detects it. And the longer it goes on, the more difficult you'll find breaking it off. And you know, if you ever marry your partner, what happens to that hot sex one night and you're in need? And she says to you, oh, please, not tonight, sweetheart. By the way, did you take out the garbage? You know, the grass may seem greener on the other side, but it still needs mowing. But you know, just taking some time to make sure that needs are met can make sure that the woman you have at home is a hot lover, companion, and friend.
Friend and companion, lover and friend. Over and over and over again. Who could imagine that women and men could be such companions, lovers and friends?
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Christianity is a unique faith because it's based on historical facts. Facts that anyone can easily access and understand. If your heart wants to believe, but you have doubts, the historical evidence can be convincing. Christianity is compelling and credible. It's about a relationship with God. Christianity is not only true, but it also gives meaning and purpose to life. The forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ is a life-boosting, life-altering experience. It brings you into a wonderful friendship with God's Son. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.